This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 23 minutes. We've completed a shift handover in Mission Control. Flight Director Gene Kranz and his team of flight controllers replacing the Pete Frank team. Our spacecraft communicator on this shift is astronaut Joe Allen. And aboard Challenger on the lunar surface, Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan are in the process of getting the lunar module reconfigured, ready for their sleep period, which the flight plan calls for them to begin at 128 hours, or about 3.5 hours from now. After they complete the reconfiguration of the lunar module and get the cabin more or less ship-shape, they'll have an evening meal, eat period, before retiring. And aboard the command module, we've said goodnight to Ron Evans on the last revolution, the 18th revolution of the moon for the CSM. And we're just about to reacquire the command module, now on its 19th revolution, presuming that Ron Evans will be asleep. During the EVA, Evans was primarily involved with running the lunar sounder experiment. This was one of the major activities aboard the command module. That experiment appeared to be functioning well, obtaining surface and subsurface data on the lunar stratigraphic sequences and structure. We have a change of shift briefing, which will begin in a little less than 15 minutes in the News Center briefing room, Building 1.